It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champ.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over there?
Yeah. Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thankfully, the reinforcements are here. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Alex Stroff, Josh DiMaggio, Will Summers with you on this Friday morning. Our buddy Craig Karmazin joins us now, sometimes co-host of Sunday Karma. Good morning, Craig.
Morning. So in the open, they had a little clip from last week when I was saying, like, has any market where there's only one team in each sport been as consistently good as Wisconsin? And Jen actually sent me 30 minutes ago, Wisconsin is the only sport since 2020 to have three teams with a top five record.
I think they
are. Bucks have the second best record in the NBA. Brewers have the third best record in baseball, and the Packers are fourth in the NFL. Actually, flipped. Packers third, Brewers fourth.
And a lack of championships to show for it outside of the Bucks.
So say, I feel like we have to do our part of Chewy here and say a lot of those teams have championships. Besides the Bucks, the other two are looking for it.
Indeed. Yeah, you guys are annoying.
Thank you, Craig. Good to hear from you as well. So Josh has been annoying this morning following the MLB trade deadline and the Brewers' lack of significant activity yesterday. He's like out on them as a championship contender now, Craig. I need some help here.
So the crazy thing is, if you look at the odds right now, the Brewers have the best record in Major League Baseball and have the 10th best odds to win the World Series. I mean, that's crazy, right?
That's pretty easy, though. If that would tell you Vegas thinks that the run the Brewers on are a little bit not realistic and that the best record in baseball probably isn't indicative of quite how good the team actually is.
Right, I know, but, I mean, the Mariners are so the Brewers were ninth, and I was like, I haven't checked in a week. I'll see if they've moved up, you know, as they're consistently being the best team in Major League Baseball, and the Mariners, with their trades, have actually surpassed the Brewers. So they went from having the ninth best odds to the 10th best odds now, which I don't know what those really mean ultimately, because I think, again, we've seen teams in baseball win the World Series who were not the Dodgers and who were not the teams that were the overwhelming favorites. And I think the Brewers made a smart move to get another backup catcher. I'll say that. Why are you laughing?
What's his name, Craig?
Danny Jansen.
Good job. Yeah, Appleton West product.
He was the biggest free agent signing. Like, I was talking about this, like, last offseason, how crazy baseball is. Because Jansen, I think, got the biggest dollars for any, like, catcher in the offseason. And, you know, and that's, like, the same as what Contreras makes. But anyway, when you look at how deep the Brewers are across the board, like if Churio goes on the injured list, you know, it's not going to be a long time, hopefully. But like, I think this team is deep enough where right now, I think we feel like this team can handle most things that are going to come at it.
When you say that, you just mean you're confident enough in Matt Arnold? And because I was talking about how we're not far from a possible appearance of Andrew Monasterio and Oliver Dunn having to make serious contributions to the team. I think that's a big problem, especially in the postseason.
It's a big problem in the postseason. I agree in the postseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying if you need 2 weeks, right? And we've seen it, right? Where Yelly got hurt last year. And obviously that's going to impact, you know, what you can do in the postseason if one of your two or three big bats is out, because this team doesn't have that many big bats. But I think what we're saying here is the big acquisitions for the Brewers this year were Woody, Miz, and Andrew Vaughn. And just because they didn't happen at the trade deadline didn't mean they didn't happen.
Craig, do you think the Brewers are committed to winning a World Series?
I'm pausing because my answer is yes, but I think it's because they believe, similar to the Packers, that their best chance to win the World Series is to give themselves as many chances to win the World Series. And it's a little different theory than the Bucks, right? The mm-hmm. Bucks seemingly go all in every year, right? Like even mm-hmm. this year where the Bucks, you know, the Bucks had their hands tied and there was no chance the Bucks could make a move. They still somehow made the move and, you know, waved Dame Lillard and stretched him and pulled out Miles Turner and got the number one free agent in the NBA this year. In a year that the Bucks didn't even have any like free agent room, they still got the top free agent in the NBA. Like, that's the Bucks. The Packers and the Brewers do it the opposite way, right? The Packers and Brewers are like, we're going to every year put ourselves in the tournament and know that then we have a chance. So I think they believe, and their analytics people believe, that that is the single best way to try to win it all, is not to go all in one year, but to put yourself where you have a chance to do it every year.
Which approach do you think is better?
I think for the NBA, the Bucks version is better, because I don't think you, outside of the Dallas Mavericks, you know, when they beat the Heat, you know, in that championship, there aren't a lot of championships where it's just like, yeah, you kept the team together and they didn't seem like a championship team, but all of a sudden they just became a championship team. I think in the NFL, where the salary cap is so malleable, like, I think the Packers over time should have been more aggressive in getting some more weapons. But in baseball, I don't know. I tend to think the Brewers are doing it the right way. I think we've just seen bad luck, right? Like, we still don't know what would have happened last year had Devin Williams gotten through the ninth inning. Like, I just mm-hmm. think the Brewers have had bad postseason luck. And I think the way this team is constructed with their offense, with their base running, with their defense, like, I think this team can beat anybody in the postseason.
Craig Karmazin with us this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Stroph, Josh DiMaggio in. I don't know. I think the Brewers have been proven correct, at least by the approach they're taking by the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks in recent years, where you don't necessarily need to go all in at the deadline.
Well, the Rangers spent a lot of money, though. So the Rangers were a little different there.
They spent more money than the Brewers, but so does just about every other team in the MLB. I still think, were they even in the top 10 for payroll that year? I'm not certain they were.
I think the Rangers were. I think they did spend a surprising amount. But you're right? Like, teams like the Diamondbacks and, you know, you could rattle them off in baseball. The Rays have been there, you know. I just think the proof is in how good this team has been this year, and the fact that two of their three best pitchers, maybe right now, I think you could argue their two best pitchers, are guys who are just joining the team, mm-hmm. right? Who pitched had less than 10 starts. So you look at what the upside of this team is, I don't even think we've seen it yet.
So you are still a believer World Series good?
Oh, yeah. How could you not be right now?
Ask Josh that question, not me.
Because I've seen this, I've seen before what it takes to win a World Series and the amount of bats and the amount of talent you need to get over. No one's ever looked at the Dodgers, and the Dodgers never looked at their lineup and said, you know what? We're good enough. Mm-hmm. We're not going to try and get better. And I think the Brewers have a good team. Have a team that will be competitive, but when it comes to the World Series, I don't believe they are going to have the pieces to, in a 7-game series, consistently beat teams with larger payrolls and bigger top-end talent.
So, I mean, if you get to the World Series and you see the Mariners, you're saying this team's not capable of being the Mariners? Or you're saying they're not capable of getting to the World Series?
I don't think they're capable of getting to the World Series.
Despite how good the pitching staff is.
Despite how good the pitching staff is. Because we saw a team similar in 2018 who ran into a buzzsaw, and when it came down to the finer things of a playoff series against a team with stacked lineups, stacked pitching staffs, you end up falling short because the guys you have are good, not great. And great players win championships.
Well, thank God they have Andrew Vaughn.
The idea that the Dodgers added Manny Machado that year, like, I think he is the person we all remember from that series, right? And mm-hmm. he was like a late addition. So I'm not saying it doesn't help to be able to add, you know, world-class MVP caliber players. But And I'm not also saying that the Brewers are the favorites, but I mean, you can't argue with the fact that over 100 games in, they have the best record in baseball.
No, of course you can't. That's the actual numbers. But I think the fact that Vegas is telling us this team has the 10th best odds, they're not just basing that off of vibes. They're basing that off of metrics and numbers and probability. Like, I tend to agree with
the experts. If the Brewers had added Suarez, right?
Yes.
And went up to, what, the 8th best odds then? Would you have felt a ton better?
A ton better. Yes. Yeah. Because in a playoff series, are you bringing Suarez to pinch hit because he's not playing via matchups, or are you bringing up Monasterio or Siegler? Who's going to make a bigger impact?
Right. You're not like the Brewers have guys who you feel like can come in off the bench and be great pinch runners or great defensive replacements. You don't have anyone off the bench who you're like, okay, this guy is going to get you a big hit, right? I think that's the thing you can.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Brewers roster.
Yeah. Yes. And I think the way they play baseball,
they'd be starting.
Right. I think it's a credit to Pat Murphy and Matt Arnold that they get the most out of the guys they have there. I don't believe the guys there's most is a World Series.
And I think if the odds, I mean, the analytics show that you're right. And I think you look at the Dodgers and you'd say that team is going to beat the Brewers in a 5-game series or a 7-game series. But you know what? The Brewers just beat them 6 games in a row. So I don't think you can just look at it that way.
Analytics guy, Craig Karmazin, by the way.
I think that's fine. I think the regular season's different, and I think things can change, and I think teams get healthier, and health will matter in that. And in any given series, anyone can win, and there is a degree of that. But I think doing that, the amount of series you need to do that, the Brewers will end up falling short to those better teams.
Yeah, and you look at a team like you brought up the Diamondbacks from a few years ago, right? And that team grew into just an offensive juggernaut. Mm-hmm. So they're built a little different, and they had good pitching. But we saw back-to-back years, right, because the Brewers played against them. Teams like the Braves, teams like the Diamondbacks, if your pitchers are pitching well, you can go to the World Series and even win it like the Braves did.
And hopefully that is the case for the Milwaukee Brewers. Craig Karmazin, are we hearing you Sunday? Are you here on Sunday?
I am. You know what? I land in Milwaukee at 10:30 now. I don't think so. I can't make it. But the following, after that, I am all Sunday karma all the time.
Yeah,
after this week.
I totally believe you. All right. I guess I'll hold down the fort on Sunday by my lonesome yet again. Craig Karmazin, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys.
I would say you can hear him Sunday from 10 to noon, but I guess I could plug myself, I guess. You can hear me 10 to noon this Sunday without Craig Karmazin.
I look forward to the continued programming updates.
I actually think we're done now. Jason Wilde gave us one. I had to figure it out with Craig because I never know. You can't blame me for that.
Do you think we've done an adequate job of updating the programming notes on the program we're on?
What programming note? No Jen, no Gabe, no Chewy?
No, the one that you and I appear on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do this again at 12:30, the three of us.
So if you want to get mad at me again, you have a chance to on YouTube from 12:30 to 1:30.
Well, the good news for us is we still have another hour left to do that. So my goal in the 8 o'clock hour, programming notes, self-promotion.
Yes.
This hour, others can promote their programs. But also, we're going to dive into whether or not Josh DiMaggio is happy. That's next.